Good morning, Big Chow Man. Having a sort of moment of honesty, I guess, you know. So as I sort of rub shoulders with men and sort of, you get that really sort of remote sort of fucking country type. Sort of like a version of humanity's dysfunction in you know, the small town setting and fucking the bullshit and you know, I was once sort of had to go from here to there, and it was an early Sunday morning, so I thought, well, I'll drop in at the Catholic Church, you know, sit down and be entertained by stories of a zombie in low Earth orbit talking to us by telepathy and how pleasing him makes our life better. And, fuck, I'm glad I've lived my life, you know. Great hardship, if properly used, leads to great wisdom, and great wisdom comes from great hard work, you know. And, Jesus, this is all fucking changed. This wasn't here last week. Says the man who was down here 2-3 months ago. And some of the sort of stuff is that, like, mostly I never ever ring Lifeline and say, geez, I'm going to fucking neck myself. Woe is me, help me type stuff, you know. Mostly it's because, you know, I feel like having a chat with someone at 4 o'clock in the morning and I can't really fucking ring anybody else up. And, you know, and sometimes this is where I've developed this is where I've developed that because I deal with so many hundreds of people. And Lifeline is a really good example that, you know, 5% of people are really fucking tuned in. The next 5% are pretty good, and the next 5% are barely tolerable. You know what I mean? So they range from being fucking really switched on people to being, you know, kind of switched on and kind of a little bit dense. And then there's just ones that are just above completely fucked up, you know, and you can sort of deal with them, you know what I mean? But the rest, 85% of them are fucking numbskulls. The lights are on, no one's home, and they're just parroting the fucking lines off a bloody flowchart, you know? There's not a lot going on upstairs. And, you know, they just parrot shit, you know what I mean? They don't think. As they're navigating their way through the conversation, they're just parroting shit, you know, parroting lines off a script, you know. And, you know, today there was, I had a moment, you know, of having to leave my computer, you know, and get up and get busy, and I felt really fucking despondent, you know. Just from being Because I don't cry much, you know what I mean? But I just felt kind of tears welling up inside me, and I just felt... And then I switched over to feeling really despondent as I was about to go off and do something else somewhere else. And I thought, this is kind of overwhelming, you know? And so I did give Lifeline a ring, and I talked to two different fucking people. And they were stupid fucking human beings. They are people who should not be, you know, the fucking... It's like a feminist fucking empire of do-goody-good stupid fucks, you know what I mean? I've gone through huge groups of people and I make comments and the whole group's going, oh, fuck no. Look at the topics he's just raised, you know, and they're, you know, mostly to do with a fat, once in a big group of fat bitches who were just wanting to become counsellors, and I fucking raised a few issues, and they're just stupid fat bitches who want to be do-goody-gooders, and they don't have the life skills or the experiences or the capabilities to do the job. So I raised a few confronting fucking questions, and their minds exploded, you know. And, So I talked to two fucking stupid, just stupid fucking human beings who just parrot lines at people. They go, say, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit despondent. And they go, oh, so you're feeling a little bit despondent, are you? And then I go, yeah. And, you know, just... That sort of fucking, you know, like a person who's really navigating the conversation, who's, you know, they're like a ship going up a channel, you know what I mean? They're going, well, there's the red port light, and then there's a green starboard light, and we've got to go straight up the fucking middle. You know? And then there's the next one, you know, the channel goes around a bend. And, dust. And the panel goes, you know, the channel goes around a bend, and so we've got to steer here. Well, it's mentally, it's paying attention to what people are saying and then navigating the conversation, you know what I mean? So if I said, look, I'm feeling really fucking despondent, you know, you don't say, oh, so you're feeling despondent, are you? You know? You say, okay, oh, that's good. Yeah, so why are you feeling despondent? What's been happening for you? That's a solution. It's getting straight into the fucking topic. It's not talking about, you know, this bloody... sort of limp-wristed bloody table tennis of fucking bounce, 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 backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, instead of just getting to the fucking point, you know? And I remember when I was about 22... And I was real, you know, it's a very exciting childhood and adolescence and stuff, and smoking dope was a way to get through life without becoming another teenage suicide statistic, you know, and then everything sort of stopped working. And so I spoke to some retarded cunt at Lifeline. And I said, do you reckon I should go to Narcotics Anonymous? And this stupid cunt, this fucking stupid do-goody-good cunt, said, no, I don't think you need to go to Narcotics Anonymous. You sound like a really good young man who's got his head screwed on really well and you know, blah, blah, blah. I forget what he said, but, you know, it was all that fucking do-goody-good shit. You know, that's, you know, you know, you seem to be headed in the right direction and this and that. Just what it's, I forget where it says it, but, you know, vain and light people, you know. There's a bit in the Bible that says, you know, that surrounded by vain and light people, you know. You know, shallow and stupid is another word. And, yeah, so that made me feel kind of, you know, or he didn't make me feel, I felt very fucking affronted by the sheer level of brainlessness of this cunt that I had talked to, all right? And because I don't like putting up with stupid fucking cunts, you know, I went to Narcotics Anonymous anyway and started to turn my life around, you know? And what happened is with these two fucking phone calls, at that time I knew that I was just slipping into a dark place, and the thing that I needed to do was get busy and start doing a whole heap of stuff that I needed to be getting on with, rather than on the computer, you know. And so I knew I had to get busy. And stopping for a quick chat before I went off and did something else, you know, with one person was a complete fuck-up, and the next person was a complete fuck-up, and getting really angry and getting really fucking frustrated at the sheer level of just fucking stupid, that's not a bad, that's actually a good thing, you know? Because when you, you know, when you meet dumb cunts who give you fucking pointless, time-wasting advice, the whole reason of their existence is time-wasting bullshit, and it's to flip the sort of script on them, you know what I mean? To not put up with their shit, to confront them then and there, to not put up with their shit and get on with being busy instead of moping around going, oh, how am I feeling, and you know. So I'll tack on the fucking calls, you know, at the end of this fucking chat, you know. But that's the thing, you've got to fucking, because I've got to, I think a lot of my life is spent dealing with fucking idiots and assholes and all these fucking stupid cunts with all their fucking agendas and all their bullshit, and I don't seem to be having a lot of life of my own, you know? You know, it's like sort of cunts, you sort of walk into a place and you say, say to the reception, oh, you're looking nice today, how's things, you know? Then, all right, see you later, you know? And so she runs off going, oh, you know, to the HR department going, oh, I'm being sexually harassed and, oh, you got to go see the, you know, and then the fucking HR department screams, you know, blue murder, you know, over this fucking cunt, retarded cunt of a woman. And, you know, except that's what they do. Nobody hands anybody else their shit back. Nobody hands anybody else their shit back, you know? Grow up and quit being a retarded cunt. Quit being a fucking asshole. A whining fucking asshole, you know? Do something about it, you know? That kind of fucking, oh no, oh, he was sexually harassing you. He said you looked nice and then he walked out. Oh my God, oh fuck, you know? And the fucking cunts in the human relations department, they put through the calls to the managers and the memos to fucking everybody in the department that, you know, you're a sexual offender and you're harassing staff and all this fucking crap, you know. And then they all start getting on your fucking case because that's what fucking morons do. That's what time-wasting fucking cunts do. They're wastes. They're a waste of life. They're a waste of your own time and resources and mental energy, and they're a waste of fucking every. That's what fucking idiots do. Oh, the drama, the drama. Oh, my God, fuck. What will people think of me? Oh, my God, you know. You know, instead of telling people just to fuck off, grow up and fuck off and quit wasting my time with your stupid shit, you know what I mean? There's all these mechanisms where this sort of shit just gets rolled into place, you know? And that's what fucking stupid cunts do. Stupid cunts, malicious cunts, fucking, you know, peanuts that go, oh, geez, that's you know, that's the 25th customer that we've fucking attacked over just stupid shit because of this fucking retarded cunt at the reception, you know? That's the 25th customer this year, and this customer now has the legal prowess to crunch, cave our fucking heads in, you know? Oh, my God, no, you know? So that's the thing, guys, you know? I'm very good at what I do, and I enjoy doing it, but I'd rather just fuck off and stare into space and, you know, interact with people all day on the fucking computer, because one of these things about small-town life, you know, these fucking... There's a lot of cunts that are just fucking assholes and idiots who spend their time gossiping and going, yeah, well, I heard, yeah. Same as the bitch on the reception, same as the stupid cunts in the fucking HR department, same as everybody who gets a memo and, oh, well, we've got to act on this. Oh, my God, we can't have that, you know. Or, fuck, you know, that's what a lot of people are like at, you know. You know, so, you know, the computer... The connection with the men, you know, in the big wide world, that's been a real saving grace to get out of that fucking shit, because of all these stupid fucking cunts that do nothing that drag you under with them. They're like the crabs in the crab pot, you know? Yeah? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, the game playing, the lying, the sleights of hand, the little fucking omissions and what's the opposite? Omission and commission. You know what I mean? They fail to do certain little things that they should be doing, which fucks it all up for me. Or they add things onto it that add fucking complications and problems that, you know, lands on my fucking desks and makes me a heap of fucking work. You know what I mean? You know, and it just grows and grows as it goes. But, you know, I can either fucking whinge and go, oh, woe is me, it's so terrible. Or I can do something about it. I can change the fucking world. You know, there's so many things that go on this planet that I have materially and personally affected, you know, the outcome of civilizations. I really have fucking done it. You know? So many things. Like, not a little bit things, so many things, and they're huge. You know? All right, thanks, guys. I'll tack the calls on at the end of this so you can, you know, learn a few fucking skills, you know? How to be fucking mean and how to be fucking nasty, you know what I mean? How to be assertive instead of agreeable. Yeah, and that's the thing about things that I found that were really fucking, you know, difficult things in life that sort of, out of gear. One of the things I got early in my drug-free type recovery was a book called The Family by John Bradshaw and another book called For Your Own Good. Toxic Parents by Susan Ford and Craig Buck. Get the hardcover version. It's an invaluable text, you know what I mean? And follow it, you know, it's religiously. Very helpful. Because I was so far gone, I had to read that like 5 times over about 5 years before I could start to use it, you know what I mean? And one of the things John Bradshaw wrote in The Family was that, you know, we're trained from birth to be dishonestly grateful rather than honestly ungrateful. You know? And I think the story went along the lines of, you know, we get presents from our grandparents and you've got to sit there and go, oh, geez, grandma, geez, grandpa, that's really fucking fabulous. Oh, thank you so much. You'll say awesome rather than saying, I didn't want this. You know, I've already got one. It would have been good. While I appreciate the effort, you know, I would have appreciated it more if you'd actually asked me if there's anything that I actually do want, instead of just giving me something I don't want or need. You know what I mean? You know, that honesty. And all these little things that I've studied have stayed in my fucking head. And they're quite useful. And people don't know how to deal with that when you're just straight down the fucking line honest with them. You know, and said, oh, my feelings, you know. And it's a real power trip, you know what I mean? It's strength. So, yeah, and I might toss in, you know, it might take up a bit too much time, but I've got a lot of stuff to do. I've got to go home, get dinner on, you know, because I fought like cats and dogs with the management of Aldi. They sold a fucking cast iron pot and the lining in it that they put in, you know, it sort of kind of dissolved off and sort of wasn't very non-stick. And I said, look, I don't want to fucking take it. They said, oh, why don't you take it back and get a refund? And I said, I don't want to fucking take it back and get a fucking refund. I want the pot to be replaced with a pot that has enameling, you know, vitreous glass, you know, vitreous enamel on the inside as well as the outside. And, you know, these cunts go, nya, 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 nya. And they said, if you go onto social media and talk about this, nya, 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 nya. And I said, if you threaten me again, I'll shove your phone so fucking hard up your ass, it's going to break on your back teeth, you cunts. You fucking threaten me, I'll come after you, you know. As in hold them accountable, you know. Ah! You know, that kind of, don't fuck with me, you imbecile, you know. So anyway, a couple of years down, I just sat on the pot and waited. And a couple of years later, they're bringing one out that's similar, and it's enameled on the inside as well as the outside. So we just went and did a swap. I said, look, you know, been in touch with the head office, got the emails on my phone here, you know. And did a straight swap. I said this was reduced from $55 down to $34, and it's the same price as this one, so nobody's sort of losing, you know. So it's, you know, and that's good, you know. So I've got a big pot with a bit of mince in it, and I'm going to throw a little bit of curry in it. And I'm also going to throw a whole heap of finely chopped cabbage. It's a good feed, it's filling, and it's nutritional. Bye.